Let's get into your tech update. Alan, what do you got?
Let's do it. So, a couple interesting things going on. One, this is like a shower thought, David, or it's an airplane thought. There's going to be a shout out to you,
I'm glad
Markel.
you went to shower rather than just a bathroom thought, because I know where I do my thinking in the bathroom. All right, go ahead.
We'll hold on those. So, on airplanes today, it feels like you have to pay for everything. You got to pay for the seat upgrade, the bag upgrade, the carry-on bag. Some planes don't even give you pretzels anymore. Why do we have to pay for Wi-Fi? Don't you feel like the average price of a flight, by the way, unless you get really lucky, is between $300 and $400. And by the time you're done with the add-on, you're over $400 for a generic flight.
Yeah,
What?
I
And
know.
you have a layover. It's not even direct in most cases. Why do we have to pay for Wi-Fi? Don't you think there should be a point where the airlines, it's so crappy anyways, you pay and you wait and it doesn't work and they're
It's
serving
all
drinks and
happened.
you've got to wait for them to finish. By the time you're done, all you did was try and connect 80 times. It should just be free. We shouldn't have to put our credit card in.
I agree
So
with you.
if anybody wants to get a petition out there or has a better version of that shower thought, send a message to us. Let's tell the gods of internet that we need free internet on airplanes.
Alan, there's a
Emeralds.
song that's famous for New Jersey people by everyone seems to like him, but he did a song called 99 Channels and Nothing On. It's kind of the same
Oh, that's
type thing.
great. That's
Good.
great. And by the way, if you can't get internet, go pick up Mark Helm's book. That's what you can do with
Yes.
your time.
Yes.
And Mark, there's my shout out to you.
By
That's
the
good.
way, Alan, in Europe, Wi-Fi is generally cheaper, I guess because of subsidies, I'm not really sure. And it is much more pervasive. You can find internet,
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
free internet, a lot of Wi-Fi, a lot of places. But I don't even know if I've never used internet on airplanes. I'm not sure they have them on airplanes in Europe, and somebody who I'm sure will correct me, but
Special flights.
it should be free,
You
the
know,
web on the tube as you're flying through the air. Absolutely. I like that.
If not, what about like free ice cream, right? Who doesn't want ice cream on an airplane? That'd be great, like a little chocolate sundae. So,
Yes.
anyways, and maybe one of the candidates for president was to offer free Wi-Fi for all. They would win by a landslide. There's my political tip for
All
the
right, there you
community.
go.
All right, let's move on. So, since we got into something funny, let's talk about the good old Florida man, always in the news, especially living down here in Florida. People visit, they always want to know what did the Florida man recently do? This one's good. So Walmart has been doing their drone delivery. They've been testing it out in different places. A
Florida.
Florida man felt like he was being followed by a drone. He wasn't sure what was going on. It moved around. So he decided to take out his 9mm and he shot it down. So he's now facing multiple charges, authorities say. He damaged the drone. He damaged the goods. There was a couple witnesses. It was a 72-year-old man. He hit it with nothing more than a 9mm pistol. And here was his comment to the police. I fired one round at it, and then they say I hit it, so I must be a good shot. Or it wasn't that far away. Who knows?
That's hilarious.
All right, let's move into mortgage news. So get this, David. Les, Mark, Alice, and everybody else on our podcast and our listeners, $18,118. That is not the amount of scratch-off tickets that you need to buy to actually win something. It is the hidden cost of the average U.S. homeowner and what they pay annually. And did you know it's up 26% since 2020? We're
Wow.
talking 4 years. It's up 26%. And this is as per Bankrate, by the way. It includes property taxes, insurance, maintenance, repairs, and utilities. And it's up because, well, as Bankrate said, everything is up, including the price of energy and labor, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody, the average homeowner in the US is paying an average of an extra $18,118. All right. David, Digital Mortgage Conference. I thought they were done. I'm not active in every circle in the mortgage industry, and honestly, I haven't heard about it in a while, but it turns out they are back. They've got an interesting
They're back
lineup.
bigger
It
than ever,
looks
yeah.
like they're back. It looks like it's September 9th through the 10th, but it's no longer in Las Vegas. It's at the Manchester Grand Hyatt in San Diego, California. And I
Yep.
am
Great
going.
hotel. Great
So
hotel.
that's right. So if somebody wants to hang out with me, I'm asking for friends. Feel free to join me, but I will be there September 9th to the 10th. Unless you don't count, you're already a friend. All right, let's move on. There's two companies that were mentioned. This was in the Crisman report. It is Rocktop and Liquidfy. Didn't get enough time to research them. Just wanted to be honest with everybody. Please give them a Google. But it says they're making a seamless digital mortgage exchange. You heard that right, an exchange. How many times have you heard in the last 20 years people trying to build an exchange? And if you heard them, what you probably heard is that it should be on the secondary market side. That's what they're doing. Their efforts are focused on creating more efficient and transparent processes for trading and managing mortgage-backed securities. So go check it out. Again, the name of the companies, it's Rocktop and Liquidfy. And they're building an interesting platform.
I used to trade on Pedestal back in the late 90s, Pedestal and Ultra Price. Yeah. Both of those did not make it because they were ahead of their time. We didn't have the internet.
Yeah, a lot of things are ahead of their time, you know.
I mean, we had internet, right, but nothing like what you have now. We got to go ahead.
Shoot. Yeah, that's exactly right. So David Kittle had to leave early, but I don't know if I mentioned this from prior week, but I figured I'd bring it up. Slowify now brings their industry-leading point-of-sale technology to the Mortgage Collaborative as a preferred partner. So for anyone that knows Slowify, they did. They started out more on the broker side. Not that a retail lender couldn't use them, but they've expanded with integrations. I recently looked at them. They've got a very interesting set of tools and features. It's definitely a matured system. I was impressed. So check it out, Flowify. They're now a Mortgage Collaborative partner. Yeah. All right, AI, David, we talk about it every week. I've got a number of articles that I found that I really wanted to talk about. I'm just going to bring this one up, and I'm going to save my second article for next week. So check this out. This is at Housing Wire. It was an article, and it was an opinion article. It was called An Assessment of Residential Real Estate and AI. And the person who wrote this article, they graded the different categories in real estate and mortgage experiences. So get this, searching. So what they said is searching for the house, the search process, using Zillow, looking for advanced search features, recommendation capabilities, understanding what you may want, the footprint, etc. They rate how that area is doing. They gave it a B. All right, a B's fair, not bad. Remember a couple month or two ago, we talked about some new kind of virtual AI stuff that Zillow was doing. So they're moving in a good path. In valuation, home valuations, especially at scale. So in a multivariate and complex problem, and they're saying AI is the perfect solution with algorithmic and computing nuances that consider hundreds of variables, AI can help. They're saying they're giving the valuation side as far as growth with AI an A minus. That, I think, by the way, in my list of items here, is their highest score. What they're saying is that AI truly can look at things in minutes and hours, not weeks. It can do it instantly, and it can use better levels of valuation and machine learning. I thought that was very interesting, especially in an area where we would just go get three valuations and average them together, right? And we would do it a way to balance. And if you're looking at a serviced asset pool. So anyways, thought that was very interesting. Let's look at finance, David. They gave finance. You ready? You'll never guess. I'll just let you guess once. What do you think they gave finance and the growth of AI? By the way, it's housing finance. Okay. What do you think? Quick guess.
Down. Down?
They did the D. So down is right, but they gave it a D minus. And they're saying housing finance has not structurally changed in decades.
Oh, no.
They said to the extent that large financial institutions have themselves undergone a sizable digital transformation, and technology certainly impinged on finance, but the basics are the same, untouched by AI. And so there's a set of companies, some established.
Yeah, I said the only exception would be Angel AI. It is literally reimagining the entire process. And yes, they're a sponsor, so it's not just a plug, it's a fact.
Two more quick items. Transactions. They gave, again, a D, but it was a D plus. And they said that the transaction is a complex process. It's opaque to the customer. And they say, while AI-led companies have certainly improved parts of the transaction process, the entire beast, funny they're calling it a beast, by the way, not Bigfoot, the entire beast is still and remains unchanged by AI. And then finally, David, the very last one, I know you've all been waiting. It is post-purchase, and they give it an F.
No,
I'm not
kidding.
Surprised, right? Everybody's focused on everything else. But here you go. I'll read this real quick. The post-purchase side of the transaction, mortgage servicing, aka read Mark Helm's book. But anyways, servicing remains imperfect, with scattered shooting being the order of the day. And offers to refinance, leverage equity, and the like have improved, but rarely, almost never, Does AI come into play? And so there's all kinds of prediction and data modeling and getting in front of problems before they happen, right? Maybe waive a late fee if they've paid 20 times, but they were late once. All kinds of ways to increase retention and repeat business, referrals, you name it. Remember, consumers don't know that you sold your mortgage to a servicer or that it's being serviced by someone. You're the one that originated that mortgage. You're the relationship. You need to make sure that your servicer has great technology, which, by the way, is lagging, and that's why they gave it an F. It's not just servicing, by the way. There's trailing docs. There's all kinds of all things. The other, post-purchase got an F. They got a big, fat F for fat. So there you go, David. We'll talk about some.
Ellen, I have a question for you. Question.
Yes.
From your old, very dear friend. Yes.
I love. So that is a fabulous report and funny. I want to know.
Thank you.
What do you think is the core reason for the D minus, the D plus, and the F? I agree with all of those rankings. I have a bias on what I think the core reason is, but you're very close to it. What's driving those low grades? Not just that they aren't using, but why is it can't be used or there's impediments to it?
One is you always ask the good questions, Les. This is a question that we could put an entire hour on. It's a complex answer. So I'll be very short. So when everyone listening, when you hear what I have to say, keep in mind, it's a very small speck of what the total
Any
answer is.
Faceted problem.
That's
complex.
Right. At the end of the day, these areas are built on old systems. That's part of it. They are antiquated. They have a spider web of technical debt and code. There's not a lot of money that was invested into doing anything more with these platforms. We just finally, right, Black Knight and their servicing platform, there's one or two technology providers only that have built solutions that can read those old systems. There are some other systems out there, but they haven't taken a big leap into acquiring or getting a piece of the pie in our mortgage industry. Technology is a big one. The second is you got to be very careful. You start playing with those old systems. You start making changes. You're impacting customer experience. And how many times in our industry, and everybody should be raising their hand, has a technology company made a change and caused harm by doing good? That harm may be 1 hour or maybe 5 days. It could be you can't underwrite loans. It could be your customers can't log into their portal or emails went out by mistake, right? Whatever it is, you've got security issues, et cetera. So there's a lot to unpack. And I think the most important thing right now is knowing that they're afraid. They don't know where to put that AI technology yet, because of some of those things I mentioned. There's way more to it again. And then in response of my response, just one last thing, guys. I was shocked, absolutely shocked, that was not in this article at Housing Wire was fraud. Why is fraud detection not in this article? Why are we not focused on it? We talked all last week about mortgage fraud. So anyways, that hopefully, Les, that gave you a little bit of context to your question.
Wow, that was absolutely fabulous. Yeah. I actually think it's only a four-letter word. And George Carlin isn't here, so he can't really give us a good rendition. But the four-letter word is D-A-T-A. There's a five-letter word in front of it. I think it's five letters. Yeah. Dirty data is really what is the underpinning of why. And he has Adam Quinones and I are good friends, and I do business with him. He says the single impediments, and all those other things are correct, by the way. They're great assessments.
Right. By the way, he's like a secret agent of data. Adam's a secret agent of data. For the folks listening, if you don't know Adam Quinones, it's not the John Quinones from 2020 and What Would You Do? This is a different person. Adam he's smarter than your average guy, and he can read data. It's one thing to be smart, right? It's one thing to know technology, and it's another thing to understand how to read the data and use it. And he's got that skill.
So, and he's the division president at Symphony AI.
Oh, that's right.
And they've just come out with, they just acquired the 1010 database.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
They are now the owners of that. And they have projects that they're working with major lenders across the U.S. And they're even soliciting for people to do it, to see how we can improve the ways that AI interacts with data. And that is his specialty. Oh,
that gentleman is extremely smart. Hey, I just wanted to bring one thing up, David. I'll make a teaser right now. I'm working on some startups. Two of them are not in the mortgage industry, but one of them is. Anyways, the one in the mortgage industry is a very unique way for marketing with AI, customer retention, et cetera, et cetera. For the folks listening, if anyone's interested in being part of a pilot of something new, some new tech, something interesting, feel free to reach out to me. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to fill you in and invite you to the pilot.
Yeah, good job. Excellent. Good report, Alan. By the way, if you want to email Alan, it's A-L-L-E-N at TMS-advisors.com. Alan, thanks. Great report.